You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your precious day, 15 minutes of your Monday, to join us as we are studying the Word of God verse by verse. Now, it's Monday if you have us tuned in here on the radio. Maybe it's 7 a.m., maybe at 11:45 a.m. on WWBC. Maybe you're on your way home after a long day and it's 8:45 p.m., whatever time it is. I just want to say God bless you. Thank you for taking some time to be with me. We're about to get into Acts. We're in chapter 17. I'm teaching a bunch of things here, so sometimes you'll hear some from a verse-by-verse study in Acts, which I wrapped up in church, almost 2 months ago now. We just wrapped up last week, 1st and 2nd Peter, and we're getting ready to start the book of Revelation. And I'm hoping to air that on the radio, so I'm going to try to catch up here in the book of Acts and see if we can get caught up so I can share again on the radio the book of Revelation, because I believe that there is no more relevant message for today than eschatology, that is the study of end times. God wants you to be an expert on the study of end times, just like being a football player. You know, here it is. It's the Super Bowl. It's 4th and 2. You're on the 20-yard line. You're down by 4 points, 4th and 2. Now, all of a sudden, God calls an audible, a load 88 on 4, push right. What do you do when God calls an audible? Do you say, let me grab the playbook here and look that one up? No, God expects you to know the playbook. He expects you and I to be professional Christians, so to speak. You and I are members of the PCL. That's the Professional Christian League. And if you're not, then you warm the bench. And God will send somebody else out who knows the playbook. And it's my prayer is that you would know the playbook and know all the plays that when God calls an audible, because more often than not, he's going to call an audible because that's what he does. You can't figure him out. Neither can I. The older I get, the less I know God, the less I thought that I knew him. He always calls audibles. But do you know the Word of God, which is the playbook? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. That's my encouragement to you. Know the playbook. Know the Word of God. So when God calls an audible, you'll know what to do, because let's put that in plain English. When God leads you to do something unexpected, you'll know what to do, because you can't and I can't figure out the ways of God, because his ways are so much higher than ours. Haven't you ever had something unexpected happen to you? Maybe you've moved to a place unexpected. Maybe you married someone unexpected. Maybe you've had an unexpected turn of events in your life and it turned out fabulous. Let me encourage you, if you had an unexpected turn in your life and it turned out dreadful, that God is able to take that and turn it around for good, because that's what he does. Some of my greatest victories and triumphs have come through mistakes that I've made, through going forward when I should have stayed still, through turning right when I should have turned left. God is able to take my mistakes and yours and turn them around to good, turn them around for something awesome. Because that is the God that we serve. God loves you. He is merciful and kind, and he wants the best for you. Now, we are in Acts chapter 17. Let's see, where are we going to pick it up today? I want to look at this ministry in Berea, and then I want to look at Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. That's what we'll look at here today and tomorrow. And then probably starting Wednesday, we'll look at this last message through Moses that's been on the radio. Moses walks to his own funeral. Let's say that that'll pick up here running Wednesday through Friday. Now, here in the meantime, Acts chapter 17, verse 5, it says, now let's pick it up here in verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, this is the way it always went back then. The gospel went to the Jew first, then to the Greek. Even the Lord Jesus Christ said himself, he says, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay, again, now, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded or noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. You know, that's what the church needs today, is a few more Bereans. And this is where that phrase comes from. Maybe you've read about them, or you see them on church signs. Maybe you even see churches that are named that. The Berean so-and-so, or the Berean chapel, or Berean Baptist. Where does that come from? What does that mean? That's these Christians that when they heard something that they were unsure of, they went back to the Word of God to see if what they heard was true or not. Again, verse 11. These were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. That's because the Old Testament screams Jesus. The Old Testament verifies the New. The Old Testament, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, points to the one who would be the Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ. All the way back to Genesis chapter 3 at the proto-evangelium. That is the first good news. It was proclaimed to a serpent, where God said, to put in Esposito vernacular, one of these days, devil, someone's going to come and he's going to put the hurt on your head. Goes all the way back to then. Literally, it says, you will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head. Then the prophets throughout the years talked about him. Moses talked about him in Genesis chapter 18. God's going to raise up a prophet like me from amongst your brethren. Numbers chapter 24, a false prophet. Even false prophets God used. And he said in Numbers chapter 24, he said, I see him, but he's not near yet. 400 or 500 years after that, Micah the prophet gets up and says, out of you, Bethlehem, is going to come forth one to me whose goings forth are from eternity. Only one person fits that bill, and that's Jesus Christ. These prophecies, they go all the way back to then. When these Bereans open up the Old Testament, this is the kind of stuff that they read. They heard about Jesus, the Son of God, that came out of Bethlehem, that had no beginning. Before Abraham was, he was. And the Old Testament backs up and verifies Jesus Christ. and points to him. And that's what these Bereans did. They went all the way back. They knew the word of God. They knew what the word said. They went back and compared what they heard with what the word said. And I wish some people today would do that as well. Let me encourage you, when you hear something you don't know or understand, go back to the word and take what the word says. Don't just take what someone says, but go back and look and see what the word says and see if what they tell you are the same as what the word of God says. And if it's not, then don't follow and listen to that person anymore, because you have just found and stumbled across a false teacher who Peter says will make merchandise of you. Again, verse 12, therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. But, now here comes the but back in the book of Acts is always the Jews who Satan was using to try to end the church here and stop the ministry of the apostles. It was the Jews that Satan was using. Every time you see the word but, it's always, always God's chosen people are the ones that come up against the church and come up against the apostles. The Jews were the ones that incited all of this that was going on. Every time we find the word but here, when it comes to stopping the progress of the gospel, it's the Jews are the ones behind the but. Verse 13, but when the Jews from Thessalonica, when they learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. This is what happened. This is what happened to Paul wherever he went. Let me read to you what he wrote speaking of, because we read reference to the Thessalonians. Let's read one or two scriptures that Paul mentioned here to this church in Thessalonica. Okay, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God, which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Judeans, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and they have persecuted us, and they do not please God, and they're contrary to all men. Wow. What a testimony that is. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. That's a testimony of Paul W. Esposito, B.C. Your testimony as well. What a great work God has done. There's some evidence of your salvation. Think of how it used to be for you, and think of how it is now. And let's continue to pray for those that don't know Jesus. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll look at Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.